The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The random would you rather question, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, Jesse, here's a good one. Would you rather become your favorite character? And that could be anything. That could be Batman. That could be whoever your favorite character.
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, you name it. Yeah. You could become your favorite character, or would you rather win the lottery?
Oh, geez, that's a tough one, because if your favorite character is Batman, you've already won the lottery, right? That's your monetary.
Okay. But, but also, your parents are dead, and they've been murdered, and that haunts you.
Yeah, and you live in a rainy town all the time, even,
with,
you know.
With just your butler.
Right. Yeah, that's fact. We never, Batman's not getting a lot of action.
Seattle,
that's a good point.
Let's see, I'll probably have to go with my favorite character, and I just have to pick somebody rich and cover the lottery part of that. And
get but who rich. Is your actual favorite character, right?
Like, you don't want to be rich.
Some people
rich.
Grew up with Urkel, you know, and you got to go like, I don't know that I'd want to be him.
Yes, in all honesty, Spawn is probably, nice. It's just because he battles the demons, but...
Why would you want to do that, though? I mean, I hear what you're saying, like, it's cool when you see him battling demons, but then, based on your metric... Hey, guess what, Jesse? I know you've had a normal life. You're about to start battling demons.
I don't think you go Batman, because you got to do all that crap. I think you take it to a different level, and you go with the most boring superhero ever.
Aquaman.
You go with Superman, because you can fly.
Sure.
You're still you can still be your normal self.
But you still got to go to work every day and write paper.
I mean, think about
right.
that.
But the dude
took a job.
But when you,
I'm freaking Superman, but I'm getting yelled
I'm
at.
Because I'm in disguise. I don't want anybody to know who
you're
I am.
You're wearing glasses.
But
it's just the people around you are stupid.
I'm still good looking, and when I put on my uniform, I'm still better looking, and I can fly.
I'm not taking Superman. I mean, my man, that's like, right, you can do all this stuff, and you work at a newspaper. Brilliant.
Well, and
you
also, you also are then tasked with saving the world on the doggone.
No, you're not. I don't have to do anything. He does it because he's nice. I'm not nice. I'm corrupt.
And
I steal your drugs.
You're going to rip you in the news if you don't, though.
It doesn't matter.
There you are just casually flying around from place to place because it's what you can do.
It's called a humble brag.
Just flipping you off the entire
time. It's called a flex.
Do you know all this Amazon traffic I got stuck in this morning? F it. I'm Superman, brother.
Yeah.
You know how much you pay to park in this building? F it. I'm Superman, man. I'm getting home fast.
Yeah, I don't have to save the world. That is a decision that Superman made.
Does Superman fly faster than planes?
Yes. Yeah. He can fly at least up to the speed of light.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
Let's just say this. Let's just say right now, I don't know, it's 78 degrees and sunny in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
I want tacos for lunch. I'm still at work. I can get my ass down there, eat two tacos on Mission Beach, fly my ass back, and still be on the air at 2 o'clock.
And I've gotten seven numbers.
In theory.
In theory, because I'm Superman.
What do you mean in theory? Like, dude, I can zip down there in no time.
Yeah.
Like, in no time. Superman.
I just don't trust Miles on the beach before work.
He didn't say he'd be sober.
He just said. He's just getting hammered out there.
But there's only two.
That was a very specific taco spot he was talking about.
There's only two jobs in this world where you can put your hands on your hips and be cool. Superman and a porn star.
Yep. That's about it.
I mean, if you could stand like this all the time, like you do at the urinal, are you kidding me?
What about first base umpire? Cool?
Sometimes they put the hand behind their back. All right, three jobs. Third base.
That was specific.
Yeah, somebody here made a good point. Iron Man. Super smart, super rich, gets all the ass he wants.
But the thing about all that crap he's got to put on.
Yeah, but it's cool when
he does.
With
me,
his heart has shrapnel in it.
Yeah.
Right, but he's taking care of
a lot of hearts, do, Mike.
Yeah. The hardest part of being Superman, honest to God, would be to find a phone booth. That would be your struggle.
Only if that's what you want to do. Like,
I'm not
you don't
doing
give
that.
A damn. Right.
I'm not doing it.
You're not doing any good out there, so what's the point of your secret identity
it's
being
It's not
known?
That I'm not doing any good. I'm just not doing it necessarily when you need it.
I just don't want to have to work in a newspaper.
Right.
Why? What's wrong with working in a newspaper?
You work in radio, man.
You remember how long it used to take me to type a blog? I'm gonna get at like world's effed because Ted can't get out of work.
Oh, Clark Kent, right. Nothing but spelling errors.
I gotta write a 3-page article before I go home and save the world. Like, yeah. We're screwed.
I'd love to save the world off a deadline.
But you have a girlfriend.
Yeah. So
hang
what?
On, man, I'm working this out.
I've had plenty of girlfriends. They make me any better at English.
Don't they have an editor for that?
Yeah, but when it's that bad, they're like, this job might not be for you.
It's a very demanding job, man. Prices are getting cut.
I used to go blue in the face when Hair Club be like, what's with you on the blogs? Like, I got into radio to talk. Like, writing is tough for me, right? Like, it always has been. I have a learning disability. Like, that's like, what got into this medium, boss.
Ted will flip around in the office chair and go, bro, I need your, because even spell checks, like, we don't
We're not
know.
Close.
But what you could do is deliver the newspapers as Superman, get that job done in about 5 minutes.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Delivery
you
boy.
You don't need to write
Just
it.
Give me the money.